Nice to be with you this afternoon. As Paul said to the Ephesians, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among you the unsearchable riches of Christ. We just sang Jesus Loves Me. It's nice to see all the little ones with us today. It's encouraging, isn't it? Appreciate their mothers and their fathers who are striving to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I take us this afternoon back to the law book of Exodus as a springboard for this study. I'm going to read from Exodus chapter 25, beginning with verse 1. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim wood, oil for the light, spices for anointing oil and for sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. That's Exodus 25, 1 through 9. So shortly after the Exodus from Egypt, the Lord calls upon his people to make a sanctuary, a portable place of worship that be used during their wilderness wandering time. The instructions for its building are recorded in Exodus chapters 25 through 31. And you read of the actual account of its construction and erection in chapters 35 through 40. What I'd like for us to do in our brief study this afternoon is call attention to the response of the people to the Lord's instruction to bring an offering for the sanctuary. I'd like for us to observe how they offered for the sanctuary on this occasion. First of all, let me remind us that they offered unto the Lord. Next is 25. The instruction came from the Lord as he spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. And he said, Ye shall take my offering. You might underscore, bring me an offering. Take my offering. And as you turn over to chapter 35 and note the response of the people, in verse 4, Moses said, This is the thing which the Lord commanded. In verse 5, he said, Take ye from among you an offering. Just any offering? No, he said, unto the Lord. In verse 5, again, notice it is described as an offering unto the Lord. And then when the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, as reported in verses 20 and following, the Bible says they brought the Lord's offering in verse 21. And then in verse 22, it is described as an offering unto the Lord. Verse 24 says, They brought the Lord's offering. And then in verse 29, it is recorded, The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord. You can't read all that without being impressed with the fact that the offering for the sanctuary was an offering unto the Lord. But also, when I read and study about the offering of the people for the sanctuary, I realize that they offered from a willing heart. That's important. In Exodus 25 and in verse 2, when instruction was given for the sanctuary offering, the Lord said unto Moses, Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. Notice, of whom they had received this offering. of every man that giveth it how? Willingly, with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And so it needs to be observed that every time the Lord has instructed his people to give, he's required them to give of a willing heart. It was to be with the heart, and it was to be done willingly. Back to chapter 35, when Moses spake unto the congregation of the children of Israel. In verse 5, he said, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart. Have the people respond to this willing heart teaching. Note in verse 21, they came everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whose spirit made willing. If you'd been Jews on this occasion, would your heart have stirred you up? Would it be said that your spirit was made willing? You might circle those words. And then in verse 22, they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted. I wonder, would you have come? Would I have brought? And then in verse 29, the children of Israel brought, what did they bring? A willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman. In chapter 36, the story continues in verse 3. When they brought him, what kind of offerings? Free offerings. You might underscore those words. Free offerings. These people did not have to be forced to give. They weren't coerced or pressured into doing something they weren't willing to do. But it was voluntary, wasn't it? It came from the heart. And that's the kind of giving that pleases the Lord, that is acceptable to the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 8, when Paul was trying to stimulate the Corinthians to give, he said in verse 12, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. And so, as you study about offering for the sanctuary, they offered unto the Lord, and they offered with a willing heart. The third thing I observe about offering for the sanctuary is the fact that they offered for the work of the sanctuary. In Exodus 25, the Lord said in verse 8, let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. Now, whenever God calls upon men to make something, there are materials involved. That was true with reference to Noah when he said, make me an ark of gopher wood. And so he had to get the gopher wood. There was pitch to pitch it within and without. And when it came time for a sanctuary to be made, there were materials that were required. And when they brought their offering, they brought for the work of the sanctuary. In Exodus 35 and in verse 21, it is said, they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. You might underscore three words, to the work. There's a song in this book by that title, to the work. Again, in Exodus chapter 35, notice the Bible says in verse 29, the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. What the offering for? The work commanded by the Lord. In chapter 36 and verse 3, they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for what? The work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And then in verse 5, as was read just a moment ago, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. I suggest at that time, there is no greater cause to which a person could offer than for the work of the sanctuary. And today, when it comes to causes to which you may give or contribute or offer, there's no greater than the cause of Jesus Christ, than the work of the Lord. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:58, abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so they offered for the work of the sanctuary, to do what God commanded. But also, when the people offered for the sanctuary, they offered what they had. Notice in Exodus 25, the Lord said in verse 3, "This is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, shittim wood, oil, spices, sweet incense, onyx stones, stones for the ephod and the breastplate." There's some language in chapter 35 that captured my attention. How that in verse 23 of Exodus 35, when the people responded to this instruction, the Bible says, "And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering. And every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise hearted to spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both the blue and the purple and the scarlet and the fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod, for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense." That's Exodus 35, 23 through 28. If you'd been one of these people and you were found to have blue and purple, would you have brought your blue and your purple? Or would you have thought, "You know, that blue and that purple, that'd look awful good in my place. I think I'll just hold on to that. I may have some other use for that." Or that fine linen and goat's hair. Would you have seen fit to bring what you had? See how they offered? These were the things that were needed and necessary, and they offered what they had. And so if you had gold, would you have brought your gold? If you had silver, would you have brought the silver? If you had the wood that was needed, would you have brought the wood so that this work could be done? If you were able to spin with your hand, would you brought that which you'd spun? See? Would you have been among these of whom it is reported that every man did offer that which was found to be with them? Pretty impressive, isn't it? But also, when I make a study of offering for the sanctuary, there's something else I want to share with you. And that is the fact that they offered regularly. Notice in chapter 36 and verse 3, the last sentence. "And they brought yet unto him free offerings." How'd they do that? When did they do that? Every morning. Every morning. Would you have seen the importance and value of offering regularly? Or would you have said, "I already brought last week"? Or, "I brought today, I don't have to do any more bringing." They brought regularly, every morning. The scriptures teach that I need to be regular in my giving as well. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 1 and 2, Paul penned, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." And so every Lord's Day, we're presented with the privilege of being able to offer. And we need to make application of these principles written for our learning, Romans 15:4, when they offered for the sanctuary, to realize that we're offering unto the Lord, and to do that regularly. And so on the Lord's Day, when the collection basket is passed around, we're presented with the opportunity to offer our blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen, goat's hair and red skins of rams, badger skins, if you will, as we offer unto the Lord. But also, one other thing I want to point out from Exodus in connection with their offering for the sanctuary is the fact that they offered too much. Did you notice that from the reading in Exodus 36, 5 through 7? When all of the people that were involved in the work of the sanctuary came to Moses and they said, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make." And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary." You're going to have to quit your spinning. You spun too much. Right? Don't bring any more shittimore. We got more than we need. Too much gold. No more blue needed. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. That's quite a problem, isn't it? Too much. Much more than enough. Can we make application of that today? I believe we can, can't we? When it comes to our giving unto the Lord, may we make application of these principles when it comes to doing what the Lord commands us to do. And I tell you where it all starts, with first giving oneself to the Lord, just like those in Macedonia. In 2 Corinthians 8 and 5, when Paul said, "Not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." I expect that everything else will fall into place, that we'll give as we ought to when we first give ourselves to the Lord. If you haven't done that, you need to do it. Now's the time. Now's the accepted time. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Today is the day of salvation. And everything's been made ready and is convenient that you might give yourself to the Lord. Having heard the word of the Lord, believe it with all of your heart, to repent of your sins, to confess your faith in the Son of God, to be baptized. As a new creature in Christ, to rise to walk in a faithful life of following after Jesus. If you obeyed the gospel but you've not been faithful, you need to make some changes in your life. We urge you to do that. Time is of the essence. Repent of your wrong and ask God to forgive you. And may our hearts be stirred today when it comes to our offering, to offer in the way that the Lord finds pleasing. If we can assist you in making your life right with God, we bid you come. Always stand, always sing.